All right, can everyone hear me okay? I just wanted to come up and share with you all something amazing that the Lord did at Greenwood Hills Girls Camp this week. It's okay, baby. Rebecca, Mariah, Faith, myself, and Karis all went out to Greenwood Hills in Pennsylvania. And we had an amazing week. Thank you to Caleb for preparing me for archery. It helped a lot. It went very smoothly. No one got shot in the foot, and it was great. Went very well, and Faith in particular was my steady partner throughout the whole week. We were co-counselors for the same cabin, so it was wonderful to work with her, and I'm so thankful for her. Thank you so much for all of your prayers. A couple ladies reached out to us throughout the week. I just want to let you all know that your prayers were heard and answered. So I actually need to start before camp because in the days leading up to camp, things started to happen. Matt and I had an incident with a family member that was emotionally distressing to us. After months of being super healthy, both Karis and I got a pretty bad cold like 2 days before we were supposed to leave. I also had another physical trial kind of come up like right as we left for camp. And the day before we left, I got about 4 hours of sleep, even though I felt totally fine, wasn't anxious, wasn't stressed. My body just, I would not sleep, and that continued for another 3 nights after that, even at camp. So I was on very little sleep, and as all these things started to accumulate, I began to wonder if something was trying to distract me. I'm gonna cry. Distract me from a girl who maybe needed to hear the Lord. And it turns out that there was not one girl, there were three. Sorry, I'm also very tired. Faith and I had a set of triplets in our cabin. We had five total, three of them were triplets. And it was their aunt, who is a strong believer in Christ, who was working in the kitchen, who was the reason they were there. She has been trying to minister to them and teach them in their young lives because as far as we know, their parents are not believers, not walking with the Lord. And so Faith and I discerned pretty quickly that these three girls were not saved. But I was able to particularly bond with them all pretty well. And we were all getting along great. And they heard the gospel a couple times throughout their first few days at camp. And on Wednesday morning, we were having quiet time with the girls. And we kind of teach them how to have a quiet time. And I was walking through the page of questions with the triplets. I was with all three of them at a table. Their names are Harmony, Rosalie, and Juliet. And I was speaking specifically with Rosie, and she got this confused look on her face. And I said, Rosie, like, you look confused. Why are you confused? And she said, I'm confused about how to ask Jesus into my heart. And so I went through the gospel one more time with her. Harmony was listening. Juliet was kind of laying down, not really paying attention. But I was talking to Rosie, went through the gospel, and as soon as I got to the end of things to pray, like admit, like realize that you are a sinner, you need the Lord, so to confess and ask for forgiveness and believe and ask him into your heart. As soon as I ended with that, Harmony, who had been quiet that entire time, folded her hands, closed her eyes, and prayed a beautiful prayer to ask the Lord into her heart. And after she was done and I hugged her and I shared my joy with her, I turned to Rosie, who had been quiet, and I was like, Rosie, were you praying when Harmony was praying? And she said, yeah, I asked Jesus into my heart. But there was some confusion with her because I didn't hear her pray, and I wasn't positive that she really understood why she needed Jesus into her heart. And so it took a couple days for me to be able to follow up with her. And at the end of that conversation, I also checked in with Juliet. I was like, Juliet, did you hear what we were talking about? And she was kind of like, she was our really spacey one. We had to continually remind her, get your water bottle, get your Bible bag. Where are you going? Come back here. She was a little space cadet. She was hilarious. But I didn't know if she had really heard what we were talking about. But I wanted to follow up with her too. 2 days after that, I was able to follow up with Rosalie, and I asked her, like, you said you prayed that for the Lord to come into your heart, but I want to ask you why. Why did you need to ask Jesus into your heart? And she told me it was because she has done bad things, and she has said bad things, and she has been mean to her sisters. So she did have that understanding of why she needed Jesus. So that was two out of three. And then Thursday night, we were coming back from the nurse's cabin because the triplets needed something before bed, and I was talking to Rosalie about the Bible and encouraging her like where to read on her own when she gets home. And then Juliet turns to me and she goes, "Oh, I forgot to ask Jesus into my heart at quiet time, so I did it at rest hour." And then she walks off, and I was like, "Jules, like what? Really? Like, but it was bedtime and we didn't have time to chat. So like, okay, we're gonna talk in the morning." She's like, "Okay," and then went goes to bed. And the next morning, I was able to follow up with her, and she said a very similar thing to Rosie when I asked her, "Why did you ask Jesus in your heart?" Because she had done things wrong, and because she thinks things and says things that are wrong, and she needs Jesus to forgive her. And she said she had this picture in her mind at rest hour of Jesus coming in and living in her heart. And I also asked the girls to, because Harmony was the first to do it, I asked Rosie and Jules, like, "Did you pray just because Harmony did?" Because I didn't want them to just follow along with their sister. We wanted to make it clear to them that it was their own decision. And each of the girls was able to tell me that it was their own decision. It wasn't just because of their sister. So, it was an amazing week. I was so blessed and thankful to be a part of that. And the kicker is that on Friday, the last full day that we were there, we found that at least two out of the three, if not all the three girls, had head lice. So every girl gets checked. I've gotten checked like four times, and I'm going to treat my hair tonight to be safe, so no worries. But every single camper gets checked that when they get to camp for lice for this reason. And they also get checked like the last day of camp, and this is where it was discovered. And we find out from Harmony, like, "Oh, yeah, my head has been really itchy for like a month." So I was talking with the director, Bonnie, and we believe that the Lord shrouded the eyes of their head checker at the beginning, because if that had been found, they would have been turned away. They would not have come to camp. So the Lord had prepared them, had prepared me in faith, and sorry, I'm just so grateful to the Lord. Please pray for them, Harmony, Rosalie, and Juliet, because they're going back to a home where they're not going to be getting regular biblical teaching and discipleship. They do have their aunt. So please pray for her wisdom in discipling them. But just please pray for these girls. And just thank you so much for your prayers. And just praise the Lord.
The other night, Caden just got saved.